Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Eric. Eric is the CEO of CloudNix. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And just to clarify, it's COO.
CEO.
Operator. Operations, not executive.
COO of
CloudNix. Thank you for having me.
A brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to CloudNix.
I've spent the last 20 plus years working in the telecom world, started off in local networks, wide area networks, and building multinational and remote team solutions, selling software behind them, working for carriers. Prior to CloudNix, I was at Greenfield Technologies, which was a consulting firm doing various telecom related special projects.
So 5 years at CloudNix, and the agenda at CloudNix is to promote the future of collaboration and remote work. So how's the experience been so far?
It's been an interesting ride. COVID has turned out to be the digital transformation that we've been promised for the last 30 years that never happened. So it's been really interesting watching as our customers and our prospects are all trying to move into how does work from home, how does remote work from anywhere solutions become possible, and what are the caveats or pitfalls that they need to avoid. We spent a lot of time doing demonstrations and proof of concepts and webinars explaining how to stay within the compliance rules, which have become such a big issue for companies these days.
Got it. So keeping the conversation much more relevant to modern times, COVID, unfortunate times because of COVID, and the world is going through its own learning curve of how to manage remote teams, right? So yeah. How, as being the chief operating officer at CloudNix, how have you met the challenge head on, you know?
Well, when we set up our systems in-house, we designed it very much because a lot of our guys are working 12 to 16 hour days because they'll go home and they'll work. So we designed all of our systems, all of our security procedures, so they could do work from anywhere. And with the traveling that our CEO and I were doing, I mean, I was half time in and out of the US last year on travel, like every other week, every 2 weeks. We designed it for remote access, remote security from day one. So for us, COVID has turned out to be the longest ISO disaster recovery real life test that we've ever had. We never expected to have more than, okay, we've had one day because they flooded the office and we had to all work from home or yeah, something like that. But this is the first time that we've actually had to do it over 9 months.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. Certain teams are finding it a little more challenging because they're used to doing whiteboard discussions, and some new tools have come out for that and things of that nature. But for the most part, the transition to work from home worked really well for us as a company. It was more of a personal thing for some of the guys rather who like having somebody get up, leave my house, work someplace that isn't home kind of a situation. So we've had to work with them on how to configure a home space that isn't their normal gaming space or their dining room table or something. So there's an actual break. When I go into this room, I'm at the office. When I come out of this room, I'm at home kind of thing.
So, and what three productivity hacks have you implemented at the team levels?
We do a lot of our stuff via some of the online chat tools, Slack. We moved over from individual PowerPoints and things of that nature. We moved over to Canva. And we're slowly moving better into getting more people into CRM tools. Our development team has always used the various Kanban boards and stuff like that, so there was no real change for them on that aspect. So it's strictly which tools make sense, and the communications was the hardest part.
Sorry, makes sense. So, and I believe you're a big advocate of remote work, and someone who's been working out of New York being the financial capital, you know, what is your opinion when it comes down to the finance, banking, insurance sector, of them transitioning to remote work? Do you see that happening? Because they've been the biggest conservatives in this industry, you know, even getting rid of a guy has been a challenge for them. So
yes, mostly because these are regulated or security required industries. we're seeing that, yes, they're very conservative, and they're looking and double checking very much on security certification, security qualifications for the tools they use. We've worked with a couple of banks, none out of New York yet, but we've got a couple we're looking at getting into, where remote work from home has been a big issue. And the real issues of how do I do a secure VPN to my CRM, to my various online systems and stuff like that, whether they're in the office or cloud, has been fairly well established over the last 20 years. We know how to do secure point-to-point IPsec VPNs, do nice security, two-factor authentication each time using the various tools. So that's really straightforward. The place that we're finding, and for us, it's a very useful thing that people are discovering, is having people work from home, you don't want them to work from their mobile or their landline phones. So what we have to do is call centers, especially banks or hospitals or insurance companies, where you're monitoring the security and ensuring the privacy of the conversation, you need to be connected to the main systems that were back in the office. So it's either you've already moved to a cloud system, or you need to be able to connect and do the recordings that are required by law, the monitoring and tracking of how long are they on the call, how many transfers they did. And this is becoming a problem for a lot of companies as people are 20%, 30% in the office and the rest work from home. So what we found is work from home communications for us was an incredible product pivot for us. We started off doing only communications into the call center from mobile apps, from web pages, from whatever services you needed. And then we hit the point in mid-March that nobody was in the call center to answer it. So that being able to take out an encrypted call from the call center's monitoring systems, from their phone system, and bring it into somebody's house where you can keep track of it. For caller ID, we've had a lot of trouble where people fill in a form on a website, goes to a sales agent or a service person who then calls from the mobile and they don't recognize the number, so they don't answer it. You leave voice messages, it calls back, and it's not, no caller ID, no security, no recordings. So we're trying to make these things more possible and more realistic again.
Okay, amazing. Which brings me to my last question, Eric. We could have chatted for another half an hour, but you know, it's the marketing thing, Maya, that I have to keep them within 12 minutes. So which brings me to my last question. Okay, engineering, I understand, is something, it's possible through remote management, right? But creativity, sales teams, marketing teams, you know, these are the individuals that are very extrovert by nature, and majority of them say they get the energy from people. Do you think that function can also be managed through just Zoom calls?
From what I'm seeing and some of the surveys that I've been doing, sales activities, I haven't looked at marketing as much, I'll come to that in a second, but the sales activities, they're getting their interaction via the phone calls or the Zoom calls, or whichever one of the dozen tools that are out there that they're using. And this is working pretty good for them. It saves a lot of time on the commute to the office, a lot of time on travel out to the customer. And what I'm finding is everybody I talk to in the sales channel is that it's easier to get a customer or a prospect to schedule a Zoom call than it is to get an in-person meeting. Because everybody's at home, they've got nothing better to do, so sure, I'll give you a half an hour to chat. And it's much easier to do these kinds of things. Today, our CEO did a bunch of things where he put out a simple WhatsApp to a couple of groups that he's in and ended up with 20 responses that already were 5 calls today on possible discussions as a friendly consultation, some of which that have turned into, yeah, I'd like to learn more about your product. It's these days, because you don't have the commute, you don't have the time in the office, you're stuck at home and you're working extra hours, more time, it's becoming much easier to do sales on the remote service side.
All right.
Marketing is a little harder because you have to do a bit of whiteboard collaboration and bounce ideas. For that, I'm seeing shared documents, Office 365 or Google Docs kind of things, where people are typing, and while on a Zoom call, you're typing and doing things together on the same document so people can see what's going on, and you're kind of building the campaigns that way. So the tools are out there. It's just adjusting the mentality of management to let people use them. In the past, you weren't allowed to, and now you have to.
Yeah, true. Eric, thank you so much for being on the show. It was great chatting with you. We would have chatted for more, but I'm sorry that I have to keep them within 12 minutes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.